Blog Talk Radio.
Scriptures and see what the Father is saying to us and to hear the word of the Lord. It's so amazing to me. Every week it just gets more and more amazing. Well, we're in the 48th week, and today's parashat is Shaftim, which is Judges. So we want to just kind of come together. Again, the theme today is Judges, and we want to come together and assemble for the reading and the hearing and the reverencing of Yah's word through Torah. It's this bread that gives us life. I really want you to understand that we don't live by the things that we eat alone. We live by the things that God has spoken to us. We're alive because we have an understanding and a clarity of the word of God. The Bible declares that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. A destruction, a famine, all kinds of different things that are not positively resulting in our happiness, our joy, and all of that. Those things result from our ignorance and our lack of understanding what the word of God is saying to us. So he's put these things in place for us to hear the word of the Lord and go in the right direction that we might enjoy all of the benefits of God for us. The reason why we were born was to not only bring the kingdom, but the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And so even in that kingdom bringing, there is righteousness, there is peace, there is joy, there is a pleasure that we should derive from this kingdom position. And so I'm excited today just to be here with you and to share this word with you. Let me make sure that the music is off here. Yep, we're all set. And prayerfully, you can hear me, so we're going to get started. Today's Torah reading is going to be from Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 16, starting at verse 18, going through chapter 21, verse 9. And so your reading in the prophets today is going to be Isaiah 51, verse 12 through 52. Verse 12, and then your New Testament readings are going to be John chapter 1, verses 19 through 27, and then Acts chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. Today, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to go backwards today. I'm going to start with John and Acts because I didn't really get too far into these passages yet, and so I hear the Holy Spirit telling me to go there first, and then we're going to jump right into the table talk for our Torah today. So let's go ahead and go to Acts chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. Let's read that. We know that the disciples here have just come out of the Pentecostal experience where they have all been filled with the Spirit of God, speaking in utterances as the Spirit of God gave them, and they're speaking to these devout men, Jews of all different places under every nation, and they hear the wonderful works of God being spoken to them in their language. And these people are Galilean, so they would not know that language. So this is one of the workings of the Holy Spirit, is to give us the ability to communicate. I need you to understand that one of the workings of the Holy Spirit is to make sure that communication is clear, even when we don't speak the same language. So I know a lot of times we hear people talking about, you know, well, we don't speak the same language, so this is difficult, or it can't happen, or whatever. But the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit is, he brings clarity, and he brings the ability to have dialogue in spite of the barrier, the supposed barrier or the normal barrier of language. And so it says here in chapter 3, verse 22. Let me get back to it. I lost my page here. We ain't got time to be losing pages, Apostle. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Yahshua of Nazareth, a man approved by Yah among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which he did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of Yah, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. This is going to make sense to you shortly. We're talking about judges, the ability to judge a thing. And so we're going to go to John chapter 1, and we'll possibly tie this in. John chapter 1, verse 19 through 27. Let me get there really quickly, and then I want to jump to our Torah for today. All right? John chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. And it reads this. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. I am not the one. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? Of thyself. Come on, what sayest thou of thyself? There's some stuff in here that I'll absolutely preach. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of Yah. As said the prophet Isaiah, and they which were sent were of the Pharisees. These were the religious people of that day. And they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou if thou be not the Mashiach, if thou be not the Messiah, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. Listen, he it is who is coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. We're going to pull that together in a minute, but it's important that you know who you are. And when you know who you are, then you're able to operate as who God called you to be. And we're going to notice some things about that in our reading today, about in our reading of Torah today on the judges. That's going to be important for you to make a note of those things. So this week's Torah portion opens up with judicial appointments and regulations for righteous judgment, okay? This week's Torah portion opens up with judicial appointments and regulations for righteous judgment. Make a note to yourself. The Father never did anything without giving rules, without giving the manual to what he was doing. Everything that he created, everything that he spoke, everything had the manual and the rules printed inside of it. The blueprint was actually inside of that thing to operate. That's why all of the animals operate like they operate, because their blueprint was placed on the inside of them. Now, man created a little lower than God. And I know that passage in Psalm says thou hast created him a little lower than the angels, but it's a misprint. It's not an accurate translation from that language to, or from the Hebrew language to our English language. It has nothing to do with the angelic host or the angels of any kind. God actually made us in his likeness and his image. So he created us a little lower than himself. I need you to make a note of that. And this is why we have the authority to judge matters. You need to make sure that you make a note of that you've been made a little lower than God. Are you listening to me? When I thought about this morning and last night and some throughout the week, it kept taking me to the position of Joseph, and then it took me to the position of Daniel. It just took me to a couple places where those that were in authority, in supreme authority in that nation, would say these things like, only You are second in my kingdom, and only in the throne will I be greater than you. I need you to hear this, because this is important. When you understand that only in the throne of God is he greater than you because of how he's created you, then you function from another dimension. You function from another place. It's the same thing that these kings said to Daniel, same thing that the king said to Joseph. Only in my throne am I greater than you, but you can speak for me. You can speak as me. You speak on my behalf because you are whom I have chosen to sit in this seat. So I want you to make a note of that, that this week's Torah portion opens up with the judicial appointments and regulations for righteous judgment. That's important. And everything that God created, he gave a blueprint. He put the blueprint on the inside, and that's why the thing operates the way it operates, okay? And then on top of him putting the blueprint on the inside of mankind, he calls the man who is just a little lower than him to name the thing and give the thing the character that it should have, how it should operate and function. All of that, he gives Adam hands-on training. So let's start with chapter 16. Things I wanted to throw out there just to give you some food for thought and to give you a different dimensional direction to go in this season as it pertains to who you are and how you were created. Chapter 16, we're starting at verse 18, and I'm going to read that part all the way through 22, and it says, judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates. I want you to make a note of gates, underlying gates, which Yah, your God, giveth thee throughout the tribes or thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Just judgment, that's important. Thou shalt not wrest judgment, thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yah, your God, giveth thee. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near unto the altar of the Lord thy God, which thou shalt make thee. Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which the Lord thy God hated. Okay, so let's talk about this for a minute. These are important things, and I wanted to read all the way through that just to give you some insight. That word judges there, the first phrase is you shall appoint judges. This is necessary because I have given a specific way of doing things. You're going to need to set judges in the midst of you that can assist you in carrying out the things that I have spoken to you, the things that I've called you to. You're going to need to set people in place that have the right attitude, that have the right position, that will judge justly, not unjustly. And we'll go through those things in just a minute. But these are people that are after my heart, that they will give you the righteous position on a matter. Are you listening to me? And so judges are shafat. That means one who governs, one who vindicates, because it could be just a judgment. It could be a vindication. It could be deciding a controversy. It's one who litigates, one who reasons and rules. I need you to understand those things. Then this word officer here, two different words, is shatar or shater. It means to be an official or a magistrate, an overseer, also a ruler, but it's an officiant. And this officiant particularly, when we look at the word that this word is derived from, it comes from a word that talks about to write a thing or to be a scribe. So this is important. We have two dynamics here, judges and officers, two separate places, two separate things that need to be handled here, that need to be appointed, judges and officers. I need you to put the person who's going to govern, vindicate, decide the controversy, litigate, reason, and rule based on the officer, the person that is officially magistrated the thing by scribing it. You know, this is the person that's going to actually put it in writing. And there's something about that thing about writing in this season. Oh, my God, this thing is so strong on me in this season, and that's why we were calling for the prophetic scribes the other day on Periscope. And if you are under the sound of my voice and this resonates in your spirit when I mention the word prophetic scribes, because many of you are writers and you don't know it, but God is calling the prophetic scribes together in this season because there are great exploits that we need to do. There are great things that need to be done. And I want to share those things with you, but you're going to need to contact me at kingdomambassadors247@gmail.com. I recognize many of you have contacted me and I have acknowledged your contacts already. And so we're going to set a time and a date where we can come together and begin to talk, and I can begin to share the things that God has given me to share with you regarding the prophetic scribe, a very important piece in this end time. It's a very important piece in this kingdom advancement, in this end time movement. And so this is important. And so definitely get in touch with me. There's a New Testament reality here about these judges that I want to share with you. And I want to reference several different points that were made in the scripture. One of them is in, I believe it is in John chapter 20, verse 19 through 23. And I'm going to turn to that. It talks on this wise. I'm going to turn to it. I know we're not going to get anywhere near through this today, but I'm going to give you what I can give you, and I want you to read the passages for today and really meditate on these things that the Father is saying. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. I'm going to read that to you. It says, then the same day at even be the first. No, hold on. Let me make sure I'm doing the right thing here. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to read the whole thing. Then the same day at even, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, they were fearing the Jews, so they came in and shut the door, came Jesus, the Mashiach, and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. So while they are hiding for fear of what the religious leaders of that day are going to do, and this is important, this is an important piece, I need you to understand that God is calling us to a place where we're not afraid. He's going to come to you and declare peace to you because there's a thing that he desires you to do in this season as a manifesting son. And that's why this reading is so important. That's why understanding Torah is so valuable, because it gives you the right position in your mind to operate out of the right place. You can go and you can ascend to the places that God is calling you to in the season. It says that Jesus comes in the midst of them, the Mashiach, Yahushua, comes in the midst of them and says, peace be unto you. I see you in this place of fear, but I'm going to declare peace unto you. And when he had said so, when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. He gives them the visual. I am the one that sacrificed for you. I want you to see my hands and my side so that you know I'm not just some random person. I'm not just some ghost. I want you to know that this is me. Then were the disciples glad when they saw him. Then said Yahushua to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Listen to this. He said, as my Father sent me, even so send I you. And I know I've been making a point of this lately. And like I said, we're not going to get much through this. I've been making a point of this lately that we need to understand and identify the purpose for which the Father sent the Master. It was no different for the purpose for which he allowed you to be born in the earth. I'm trying to tell you. But the thing about him is that he came to set the example for how you're supposed to wear the earth suit, because that example had been so contaminated. Although there were men that walked in the earth suit, but he came and he walked flawless. He showed you how to walk and wear the earth suit. And if you look at these examples that were before him, these messiahs that came before him that the Father used to show you the example, they were the type and the shadow of who he was going to allow to come into the earth, the final sacrifice that would eradicate men of sin, that would put men in remission if they would only believe, and then they could walk the same walk that he walked. They could talk the same talk that he talked. They could be one with the Father as he was one. I need you to hear this. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. This is a strong word, and if you can hear it, if you can receive it, if you can believe it, then you can walk in it. Listen to me. He says unto them, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now, this is before Acts, okay? He says, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit. Now, you just understand we're talking about judges. And this is what the Father has said to the people. He says, listen, set the judges and the officials over yourself. But listen, this is what the Master says. Because I have breathed on you, because you have seen me, because you have known me, I'm going to breathe on you, and I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to be in you. And since the Holy Spirit is in you, since you can receive the Holy Ghost, and you're going to receive another appointment in this season, and it's going to be the appointment of having the ability to judge a matter, to be a judge over matters. Are you hearing me? And a lot of times we're dealing with things on very low levels. We need to deal with this stuff on the level of judgment, the judgment of God, the counsel of God. We need to be in the courts of God dealing in these matters. I need to tell you this because it's important and it's invaluable that you make a note of this. He gives them the ability to remit sins. Are you hearing me? To retain sins and to remit them. This is the ability that's been given to mankind. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so there are a couple of verses that come to mind as I was reading and thinking on this wise. The thing that next came to me was, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in the heavens. And you need to understand that that verse has nothing to do with casting out devils and dealing with devils. It has absolutely nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the fact that there's a judicial system, a kingdom judicial system that God has organized, that he has set up, and he expects his man to manage that. He expects those that he's called to manage that, those that have his spirit to manage that kingdom judicial system in a way that he has called them to, in righteousness, his judgment, not accepting bribes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Not perverting the judgment of God for a gift. Are you hearing me? And so this is important. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. That has nothing to do with devils. It has everything to do with judicial court and systems. It has everything to do with kingdom judicial court system. Are you hearing me? And these things are already written. You need to know that. God declares the end from the beginning. And so the thing that you're about to deal in, the thing that you're about to do, has already been dealt with in the heavens. He just needs you to be the voice. He just needs you to be the vessel that he uses to speak on his behalf as him in the earth. Are you hearing me? The other thing that came up who has power to forgive sins? You remember the Pharisees and the Sadducees asked him that when he told them, go and sin no more. Your sins are forgiven you. All of these different things that the master would say to people. And the Pharisees were challenged by that. They said, who has power to forgive sins but God? I need you to hear this, because the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you, because you've been made just a little lower than him, and he's crowned you with glory and honor. He's given you every part of his being, every part of his essence. Listen, he said, only in my throne am I greater than you. This example has been set over and over again, and you need to understand that only in his throne is he greater than you. And so thy sins are forgiven thee was something that the master would regularly say to people. And we can actually do this. We have the ability to do this because we've been made kings and priests before our God. And as the master was in the earth, he declared, I'm going away to prepare a place. Listen, I'm going away to make room for you so that you can be the dimension of God that you need to be in this season. I've already operated in the dimension that he sent me to. I've already operated on the level that he sent me to operate on. And from the dimension that he has released me to operate now, there are different facets of who he is. And now you're going to need to do greater works than what I did. You're going to need to be that son, that manifesting son that operates in the next dimension. The latter shall be greater than the former. I know I'm the master. I know I'm the Mashiach. Are you hearing me? But I'm going to need you to do even greater works than what I did, because this is why I'm sending the Spirit of God to dwell in you, so that you can do greater works. This passage in Deuteronomy lays the foundation for how we should relate with one another on all levels, how we should relate with one another on all levels, including how we should relate with the Father on all levels. But how we relate with one another on all levels, business levels, ministry levels, personally, it sets the precedent for how we should relate. And it starts with this. It says, listen, thou shalt not wrest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. Are you hearing me? He said, altogether follow that you may live. You got to follow this thing, because in following the laws of God and following the way of God and following the right judgment of God, that's what causes your life. Are you hearing me? And inherit the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You don't get to inheritance when you don't do right. You don't get to inheritance when you don't do right. That word rest means to pervert or to bend. So thou shalt not pervert or bend the judgment. And it says that again, and pervert the words of the righteous. So this is imperative, and it's important that we understand how to operate. Well, let's go down to verse 21 and 22, and we only have about 7 minutes, so I'm not going to worry about it. This verse 21 and 22, it's an important passage here. I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to jump backwards. Yeah, I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to go forward really quickly. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near unto the altar of Yah your God, which thou shalt make thee. Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which Yah hateth. Listen, don't mix up. He's saying don't mix up or dilute or contaminate that which is holy to me. Don't try to mix this thing up. It's the thing that was learned in the garden. I need to take you back there. This mixing began in Genesis when they learned how to pervert good and evil, when they learned how to twist, when they learned how to bend. Are you listening to me? That's when that bending and that twisting came into place, that iniquity. That's when that came into place. And this is not diluting or mixing up. Don't put me in the box with everybody else, because I'm separate, God is saying. I am holy. I'm set apart. That's a part of that prayer that we pray every day, prophetic intercessors. Holy are you, God. That's talking about him being set apart. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy are you. Hallowed is your name. Your name is above every name. It's higher than everything. It should not even be in the same group with anything else. Are you hearing me? He says, don't mix me up. Don't dilute me. Don't contaminate who I am. Don't mix the altar, the worship to me. Don't allow that to be supplemented by your idolatry. Are you listening to me? This thing is so powerful to me. I feel like I want to just get out of here and just run in place. Are you hearing me? He said, don't contaminate, don't dilute the strength of who I am. Don't mix me up with all this other stuff. Don't allow for me in remembrance of me to remember the things that I've done. This is why he says, my glory I will not share with another. That has nothing to do with mankind. It has everything to do with the other idols, with the idols that men set up, the images, the action of the images that men set up and exalt them above God. He said, don't connect me to that. Your worship to me should not be supplemented by the groves, by your idolatrous behaviors. He said, reject setting up and erecting and exalting images or imaginations, actions of images, anything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of who I am and what I do. Don't confuse me. Don't get me twisted, God is saying. So don't get me twisted with all this other stuff. Chapter 17, let's go there.
He talks about in chapter 17 the purity of your sacrifice. And when we talk about that, we're going to think automatically, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is your reasonable service. There were laws in place regarding sacrifice and how that was supposed to happen. And one of the laws was clearly that you don't bring a blemished animal. Are you hearing me? I don't have time to go into all of the details of that. Go ahead and read that. But I want you to recognize that, again, in this chapter, it's beginning to talk about the gates. It says, if there be found among you within any of thy gates, which Yah giveth thee. Now, understand, this is something that he's given you. This is an inheritance that you've been given. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This life that he gave you, he gave it to you for a purpose, and you got to identify the purpose, because within your gates, there should be a certain way that things are done, a certain way that things are to be executed. He said, listen, I gave it to you. He said, if there be found any within any of thy gates, a man or a woman that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of Yah by transgressing the covenant. This is a serious thing to him. Covenant, God is serious about covenant. He's not a covenant breaker. He's a covenant maker, and he's a covenant keeper, and he's serious about it. One of the things he's so serious about, he says it in 1 Timothy chapter 3. He says, listen, this is what's going to happen in the last days. It's going to be perilous. It's going to be rough. It's going to be hard, because they're going to be people that are covenant breakers. They're not covenant makers. They're not covenant keepers. They're truth breakers. Then you can't even convince them to make a covenant. And if they make something, they're going to try to give themselves a loophole to get out of it, because they don't want to be solid in their covenant making. Are you hearing me? So this is important that you understand that covenants are important to him. I also want to draw your attention to this chapter in chapter 17 of Deuteronomy, to chapters to verses 5 through 7 and verses 8. It talks about gates, mouths, and hands. I need you to look at that very intently and understand that anytime we're talking about gates, we're talking about judgment happening. There's a council. There's godly judgment that's supposed to happen in those gates. And so when we think about gates in this season, when we look at our systems and our societies, we have people that keep the gates of the city, but they're not the original gatekeepers. And so God is causing his people in this season to rise to their proper position, because it's you who are the keepers of the gates of the city that you live in. It's you who are the keepers of the gates of the state that you live in. God has hand-selected. I feel the anointing of God this morning. God has hand-selected those that he has called, those that he has anointed, those that he has appointed to keep the gates of those places that he has assigned unto them. And in this season, he's called his people to keep the gates. And it's going to mean that your mouth needs to be kept, that your hands need to be kept. Listen to me. He says the importance of the mouth in chapter in verse 6 and 7, and the importance of the hands of the witnesses. This is important. Your hands are clean and your mouth has to be pure. You can't be bearing false witness and all of these other things. It's important. He said, put the evil away from among you. Verse 8 talks about the judgment of hard matters. Listen, there are some things that are sometimes that are hard to be judged, but I need you to understand this. He said, blood and blood, plea and plea, stroke and stroke, talking about the pen or a battle. Listen, there are some things that are difficult to judge, but those hard matters need to be taken to a higher authority. He said, I gave you the ability to judge some matters, and you need to understand that based on the ability that God has given you, this is why sometimes we feel so at liberty to make the call. You know what I'm saying? But we make the call without understanding the right judgment of God. That's why the word is so important, because when we understand the word and when we understand the character of God, we can make it based on the right judgment of God, and we can speak as him. We can speak in his stead, even on our own behalf, because we understand his judgment. Listen, I got to get out of here. I need you to understand that one of the things you're going to need to do is understand that judgment always comes from a higher place. Wherever a problem was created, you never deal with a problem on that level. It always happens on a higher level than where it was created. So verse 8, be part. It says, arise and go to the place that is chosen by God. I want to leave you with counsel 101. It's important that you be divinely connected in this season, because it's important that the leadership that God has chosen for you is going to divinely direct you to the place that God is taking you, and they're going to utter and chronicle through their leadership this thing that God is speaking to you, that you walk in the dimensions and the alignment that he's calling you to. I love you so much, and I appreciate you. Listen, we'll talk to you real soon, and until then, I want you to know you're blessed, and don't forget it. Take a hold of this word and actualize it in your life today. Bless you.